FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Government says it dispersed over 21.4 billion kwacha to finance various national development programs and essential services in September 2025. Of this amount, 5.2 billion kwacha went towards the public service wage bill, 10.2 billion kwacha was spent on debt service and arrears, while 3.4 billion kwacha was dispersed for transfers, subsidies and social benefits. 1.5 billion kwacha financed program implementation and general operations, and 1 billion kwacha supported capital expenditure across strategic infrastructure sectors. The Treasury also dispersed 2.5 billion kwacha to support social protection, agriculture and decentralized service delivery. Reflecting on the budget release, Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stombeko Msokotwane said each month's budget release is not merely a routine transaction, it is a heartbeat of national progress. This is according to a statement issued by the Office of the Secretary to the Treasury. The Zambia Institute of Architects has revealed that 90% of structures in Zambian cities are either substandard, non-compliant or improperly constructed. Speaking in an interview with Hot FM News, ZIA President Musunga Silungwe said the current state of infrastructure poses a major challenge to sustainable urban development and is a key contributor to recurring problems such as flooding. Mr. Silungwe has emphasized the urgent need for authorities to take decisive action, including the demolition of poorly built structures, to make way for modern, sustainable buildings that align with national standards and long-term development goals. He has also warned that unplanned and illegal constructions place immense pressure on government resources, often diverting funds away from essential development projects to disaster response and emergency services.
Close to 90% of all the structures that you see around our towns and cities are either substandard, non-compliant, illegal, or done by unlicensed individuals, misplaced or wrongly built. Unfortunately, in order for our cities to move forward, the majority of these structures will have to be demolished and replaced by something that is sustainable, that is not causing flooding, that is not exacerbating the situation of cholera and other social pressures that the government is facing.
The Lusaka City Council, in a joint operation with Zambia Police, have seized illicit alcohol, including kachasu, tujirijiri and other unregulated brews from the Central Business District, particularly Kulima Tower and Stanley Bar along Freedom Way. Lusaka City Council Assistant Public Relations Manager Vulumba Nyambe says these illegally produced beverages are often linked to informal and unsafe manufacturing practices, posing significant risks to public health. He said that some vendors attempted to evade detection by concealing illegal alcohol in Mojo-branded bottles, a tactic aimed at misleading enforcement officers and circumventing regulation. Mr. Nyambe said this operation reflects the council's ongoing commitment to curbing the unlawful manufacturing, sale and public consumption of alcohol in the city.
We discovered that some of the vendors were actually, you know, found to be using tactics like concealing alcohol in branded module bottles to evade detection, and this was in an effort to, you know, make our officers think that what they were selling is actually, you know, module energy drinks, when in fact they were selling illegal alcohol. The council aims to protect public health, restore order, and ensure that, you know, compliance is upheld by members of the public with regulations.
Southern Africa Resource Watch says it is difficult to speak of justice when half the country still lives in the dark. SARW Executive Director Dr. Claude Kavemba says currently in Zambia, 8.5 million people still have no access to electricity. Dr. Kabemba said the figures represent nearly half of the population without the power to light homes, run schools, operate clinics, or charge a phone. He said only 53.6% of households have electricity, despite Zambia's rich renewable energy potential in sunshine, wind, and rivers.
The Paris Agreement is saying we need to move from using that fossil fuel to use renewable energy. Renewable energy technology is produced using the minerals that I've just told, the minerals that Zambia has in abundance: copper, cobalt, lithium, manganese. So Zambia is an important country to find solutions to climate change.
Meanwhile, Center for Environment Justice Executive Director Maggie Mwape has thanked the crowd of government officials, traditional leaders, civil society groups and youth for backing environmental justice.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Artisanal Gold Council Global Executive Director Roger Tissot says the artisanal mining in Zambia is riddled with a lot of challenges, among them the use of mercury to process minerals and child labor. Dr. Tissot has told Hot FM News that technical challenges in the mining sector are difficult to solve as artisanal miners have limited finances to purchase advanced equipment. He notes that as a result, artisanal miners have continued to sell their minerals at a cheaper price. Mr. Tissot, who oversees AGC's projects worldwide, including in countries like Burkina Faso, Mongolia, the Philippines, and Guyana, says the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development and all stakeholders should engage to find possible solutions to improve the livelihoods of artisanal miners.
If tomorrow, I would say, we found this silver bullet solution that can process gold as efficiently as using mercury, do we believe that all the challenges of artisanal mining will be over? No, because what about the other problems? What about the knowledge, the geological knowledge, the technical knowledge to open a shaft, the challenge in terms of child labor, the human rights quality, and the one that you mentioned that's more important, access to finance. So those are other problems that I think are very important.
International news.
The Taliban government has confirmed that it attacked Pakistani troops in multiple mountainous locations on the northern border. A Taliban spokesman said 58 Pakistan military personnel had been killed in what it called an act of retaliation. It claimed Pakistan had violated Afghan airspace and bombed a market inside its border on Thursday. The BBC has more.
Dozens of trucks have begun to enter Gaza with much-needed aid for hundreds of thousands of Palestinians. Meanwhile, Hamas is said to be insisting that at least two high-profile prisoners must be released by Israel. A Palestinian official has told the BBC that indirect talks are taking place to resolve outstanding issues. An elite army unit in Madagascar that joined protesters on Saturday calling for the president's resignation says all of the country's armed forces are now under its command. The move has not been confirmed. In a statement on Sunday, President Ange Rudzuel said there was an attempt to seize power illegally and by force underway in the country and called for unity. Pakistan says it's closed border crossings with Afghanistan following fierce overnight clashes between the forces of the two countries. The two main Tokham and Chaman crossings were shut. Pakistani state media said several Afghan border posts had been captured. A Taliban spokesman said their forces had killed 58 Pakistani soldiers. And Barisan Etarajan has more details.
This sports news is brought to you by MTN.
The Hot FM Sports News.
And in sports news, the Chipolopolo wind up their Group E FIFA World Cup campaign with a tricky fixture against the Minas of Niger at the Levi Mwanawasa Stadium in Ndola. Coach Avram Grant and his technical staff are looking to sign off on a high note on home soil and keep their outside chance of making it to the FIFA World Cup qualification playoff alive by finishing second in the group. The game is also being viewed as part of the wider preparatory journey for the Africa Cup of Nations, which will be played in December, January in Morocco. That item brings us to a recap of the top stories.